Imagine robots that don't just follow commands, but truly understand their environment, plan complex actions, and even read scientific instruments. Today, Google DeepMind is making that a reality, pushing the boundaries of what autonomous systems can achieve in the real world. We're also diving into a massive $20 billion chip deal for OpenAI and a significant leadership shakeup at the AI giant. This is TSL Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Saturday, April 18, 2026. Let's get into it. Our top story today comes from Google DeepMind, which has unveiled Gemini Robotics AER 1.6, a high-level reasoning model designed to significantly enhance robotic capabilities. According to geekmetaverse.com, this isn't just an incremental update. It's a major leap forward in bridging the gap between digital intelligence and real-world robotic action. Announced on April 14, 2026, Gemini Robotics AER 1.6 empowers robots to understand complex environments, plan intricate tasks, and act with greater precision, moving beyond simple task execution. TheDakota.com further reports that this new model gives robots a sharper brain for planning and perception, including a novel ability to accurately read measuring instruments. This means robots equipped with Gemini Robotics AER 1.6 can now interpret data from gauges and dials, allowing for more autonomous and precise operations in fields ranging from manufacturing to scientific research. For listeners, this development signals a future where robots are not just tools, but intelligent agents capable of more sophisticated interaction and problem-solving in dynamic, unstructured settings. Shifting gears to the business side of AI, OpenAI is reportedly making a colossal investment in specialized AI hardware. Reuters, citing a report from The Information, states that OpenAI has agreed to pay chip startup Cerebras Systems more than $20 billion over the next 3 years. This massive deal is for the use of servers powered by Cerebras' unique AI chips, which are designed for high-performance computing and artificial intelligence. The Information further suggests that this agreement could also include an equity stake for OpenAI and Cerebras, deepening the strategic partnership between the two companies. This move underscores the immense and escalating demand for specialized processing power required to train and run increasingly complex AI models, a trend that continues to drive significant investment in the semiconductor industry. For OpenAI, this investment secures crucial compute resources, potentially giving them an edge in the competitive landscape of AI development. In other news from OpenAI, the company is undergoing a significant leadership shakeup as it restructures its product offerings. According to ET Enterprise AI, executives Kevin Well and Bill Peebles have stepped down from their roles amidst an overhaul of the company's product lineup. This restructuring is reportedly aimed at creating a more unified ecosystem for OpenAI's various AI products and services, streamlining their development and deployment. The changes are also intended to enhance OpenAI's competitive position against other major players in the rapidly evolving artificial intelligence market. The departure of key executives during such a pivotal moment suggests a strategic reevaluation of how OpenAI plans to integrate its cutting-edge research into commercially viable and cohesive products. This internal shift highlights the ongoing challenges and strategic decisions faced by leading AI companies as they transition from pure research to scalable, integrated product platforms. Back to Google DeepMind for our next story, where they've introduced two new AI initiatives pushing the boundaries of research and data analysis. MarkTechPost reports on Google DeepMind's Aletheia, an AI agent that has demonstrated exceptional capabilities in mathematical competitions and is now transitioning to fully autonomous professional research discoveries. This development signifies a major step towards AI systems that can independently generate new knowledge and insights in complex scientific domains.
Additionally, Google AI has unveiled GroundSource, a novel methodology that leverages the Gemini model to transform unstructured global news into actionable historical data. GroundSource aims to provide a structured and comprehensive understanding of past events and trends by processing vast amounts of textual information from news sources. These innovations from Google DeepMind illustrate the company's dual focus on advancing fundamental AI research and developing practical applications that can impact various sectors, from science to information analysis. For a quick hit, Chinese AI startup DeepSeek is making headlines with its first fundraise. TechStartups.com reports that DeepSeek is seeking $300 million in capital, a move that could value the company at over $10 billion. This funding round highlights the soaring costs associated with developing advanced AI models and the continued strong investor interest in the sector, particularly for companies demonstrating innovative reasoning capabilities. Before I let you go, here are a couple of things to keep an eye on. First, continue to watch the integration of Google DeepMind's Gemini Robotics ER 1.6 into real-world applications, as its ability to understand and plan could revolutionize various industries.
Second, monitor the implications of OpenAI's massive chip deal with Cerebras, as it could signal a new era of strategic hardware partnerships for leading AI developers. That is TSL Bite-Sized for Saturday, April 18th, 2026. We appreciate you tuning in for your daily dose of AI news and insights. You can find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. See you tomorrow.